Okay, so in this tutorial, I walk you through the steps of how to download, install, and configure the CMAP Tools software, which is actually freeware, and it's made available by the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. The first step is to download the software from the IHMC website, and the URL f the let me see the URL for the website is cmap.ihmc.us. Okay. And frankly, I don't find the homepage for this website very intuitive, which is unfortunate given that one of the principal objectives of concept mapping is to clearly communicate complex information. Nonetheless, what you need to do is click this downloaded link, not actually the text that says downloaded, but this little icon beneath it. And that will should op oh yeah then you have to also not only click that d icon, but also click the link that appears when you click that icon, which says CMAP Tools Download Information and Forms. And that brings you to this form that you need to that you're required to fill out before downloading the actual software. The required information includes your email address, first name, last name, the country, organization, and your operating system. So I filled this out. You click submit, and that brings you to the links to the actual software installation files. Now you'll need to download the appropriate file based on your operating system. They have Windows, Mac, Linux, Solaris, and presently, at the time I produce this tutorial, the version is 5.05.01. I have a Windows 7 64-bit machine, and the file for that is right here. It's approximately 76 megabytes, and so you just click on it. You can right-click on it in Windows and save link as to put it in a particular directory, or you can just select it and begin the download. So it's saying here it's about 72 something megs, and depending on your connection, it may take just a few seconds or maybe even a couple minutes to download. Okay, so I actually downloaded this earlier. I'm gonna open it up. If you can see that CMAP Tools. So once it's downloaded, you can so you navigate to the folder where you downloaded it. To start the installation, it's an executable file. Just double click it and it'll start the installation. So let it run through the process, and it will ask you to read some of this information and so on. I choose the defaults. You have to accept the license agreement. I've been doing just the typical configuration. The default directory is under Program Files. So let it complete the installation. I'm going to have it save a startup shortcut on the desktop. Okay, so once it's installed, you should see an icon on your desktop. So here I have CMAP Tools. Now, if everything were running correctly, you should be able to double click that icon and have the program open. Let me see if it does. I've run it several times and haven't had any problems in terms of viruses or things like that. I think it's pretty legitimate. Okay, so now you've downloaded, installed the CMAP Tools. Now, it's time to have fun and actually make a conceptual map. Now, conceptual maps are composed of three elements, typically. Oh, and by the way, there is some documentation about concept maps on the IHMC website. If you go to the concept maps and click this icon there, and you'll see this link, the theory underlying concept maps and how to construct them. You go to that, and it essentially provides a pretty good overview of these tools. But what I'm going to do is go back to CMAP tools and actually create one. Go to File menu and New Map. And that'll bring up a new blank canvas for you to construct your map. Essentially, concept maps have three elements. One, they have the concepts themselves, and then there are lines that connect the concepts, and they can be directional. And then there are linking phrases. So, for example, on the website, you can see this is a concept map that the main concept is IHMC CMAP tools. That's the kind of the concept domain. So what they're doing is relating that to the institution that it was developed at, and that this institution provides some kind of support. So you can go through that and see how essentially this is actually showing those three elements. But what I'm going to use as an example is the notion of sustainability. So you start off with a focus kind of question or a focus concept, and here it's going to be sustainability. And you can, to begin, you just double click, and it'll create a new concept. And anytime you have a concept selected, it has this icon that a two-way arrow. You can pull that down or up or whatever direction, and when you let it go, it'll create another concept as well as the line connecting the two and a linkage phrase box. So here you may remember that sustainability is typically defined as, it's kind of the official definition in terms of being used in a lot of textbooks and so on, as meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. That was actually based on a report, Our Common Future, published in 1987. But it also can be defined as having three pillars, three integrated pillars, also known as the triple bottom line or three E's. And one of the E's, so sustainability requires economic development. And I'm going to type in development here. Now, if I wanted to have development displayed below economic, below the word economic, I can hold down the shift key and press enter, and that'll insert a hard return. So I say sustainability requires. So I selected that linking phrase, requires economic development. Then it also requires, so I'm going to select the linking phrase, sustainability also requires environmental integrity. And lastly, the third pillar, grab that arrow again, is social equality or equity. Okay, so that's our basic concept map for sustainability. And let me show you a couple things you can do with the tool. One thing you can see if you click on this list view, you can show the propositions that are made in your concept map. Sustainability requires social equity and so on. You can have a list of all the concepts that are represented. Social equality, sustainability, environmental integrity, economic development. So there are four of them. The linking phrase is used. We only use one linking phrase. And here's a general outline. So if it gets very complex, it's nice to have this outline view where kind of a tree view or hierarchical view. For example, if we had multiple dimensions of social equality, for example, you could also expand or contract those. Okay, so another nice tool is that you can, you know how this isn't doesn't have a lot of symmetry to it, isn't the most attractive diagram to look at. You can have it actually auto layout under Format, Auto Layout, and I'm just going to choose the default generate new layout. Okay, and it automatically formats your concept map so it's easier to read. But you can imagine building this out a little bit further with the concepts. So that's the starting point for using CMap tools. Be sure to save your document. And this is another nice feature is when you save your document, let's say we just give it a title, sustainability. You can note your focus question. So what is sustainability? And various keywords such as social equality, environmental integrity, economic development. These are keywords that can be used when someone's actually surfing or searching for such a concept map. You can actually share this with others on the internet, but I'm not going to get into that right now, and click Save. So that's it.